young people of the congregation, I want you to pay very close attention to this question that I'm about to ask. As I look across our church family here, I ask this question: how many people in this congregation have been a Christian for more than 25 years? You can raise your hand. More than 25 years. Young people, I want you to look around. That's awesome. How about 35 years? How about 45 years? 55 years? That's truly amazing. So young people, when we look across our congregation and we see faithful members, that's something to really, really pay close attention to and something to be proud of. I mean, that's a long time. Andrew and Elena were talking in the car, it's been several months ago, and they were trying to figure out how many times that they had been here at Eastside in a worship service. So we tried to do some math, and I think it was over 2,000 times at their young age. That's a lot of times to be here at this building and to worship God, and I think that's remarkable. Of course, you guys that's been Christians for over 50 years, you can do the math on that. That's a lot of church services. When one considers Christ and all that He has accomplished for us, what part of one's life to Him would you consider to be the most important? In asking this question, it's not my intention to place more weight on one part over the other. Nor is it my intention to create in some way a paradox. As we all know, all of God's commandments are vital and they are to be obeyed. We just want to consider the obvious, which is often overlooked. In your mind, what was your initial response to the question that I just asked? You may have answered, of course, it's my first acts of obedience to Christ. Some may answer, it's my position in the Lord's church or the works that I've been involved in. Others may say love, humility, and so on and so on. All of which are important. However, consider what may be the most important in your walk as a Christian. Jesus said, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Finishing is the only option. Therefore, being faithful unto the end, or death, ultimately becomes the most important. 99% complete is 100% incomplete. Our lifelong commitment demonstrates our trust and love to our Savior. Whenever your Christian walk begins, you must maintain your walk with Jesus. See, finishing makes everything worthwhile. Finishing makes all the other prior commitments to Christ equally important. All good works, obedient practices, worship offered to God, fellowship shared with your church family, can and will be null if one chooses to step outside the fellowship of God. We must continue to walk as 1 John describes. Without question, one's walk can be long and difficult. Some throw in the towel, so to speak, because of the difficulties this life has to offer and what people face from time to time. Ask yourself this question: is my faith strong and deep enough to complete the task set before me? Could I ever find myself in a state of unfaithfulness? Be careful how you answer. These are very, very serious questions. This building could be filled up again and again with those who have lost their way and just plain quit. The most important part of your walk is where you find yourself in the end. We are to press on, run with endurance, and be faithful till death. No question, the most important part of any race is how one finishes that race. No one ever asks, who lost the race? Sure, preparation, pace, proper conditioning are all vital to a successful run, but none of that matters unless one finishes. Jesus expounds in the parable of the sower the vital importance of our mindset to complete the commitment that is before us. Later, Jesus also said, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Jesus was faithful, demonstrating complete obedience to the Father, even the death of the cross. Jesus is our example in all things. Hebrews 3:14, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. And in chapter 6, we are persuaded not to dwell on the basics, but to show diligence unto the end, to inherit the promises that God has for those who are faithful. 2 Timothy 4:7 through 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Philippians 3:12-14, not that I have already attained, where I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The years that I've been privileged to be part of the Lord's church have brought me much encouragement. However, the most encouragement has come from those who have remained faithful to the Lord's church, just like the ones that raised their hands earlier. They've been a Christian for over 50 years. That brings me so much encouragement, and that should bring everyone encouragement. Young people, we should strive to be in their shoes someday. Steve's lesson with Sunday night on apostasy. You know, the church is one generation away. So young people, old people alike, let's keep fighting. Psalms 37:28, for the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Some here are new to the family of God. Others have been on this journey for a while now. Let me encourage you to continue to the end. The prize is set. Heaven has been promised. Finish the race. If you've not yet begun this race toward heaven, why not begin tonight? Remember, this race is to be competed and completed together. If you are in the race and need encouragement or prayers of the church, come as together we stand and sing.